Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Adam Knapp joins us now, CEO of the Committee for 100, talk about Louisiana's economy in 2025. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell people that don't know what the Committee for 100 is, please. 100.
Sure. It's a group of executives, not a nonpartisan group across the state, about 150 executives who want to work together on big state public policy issues. They are mostly engaged in advocating for economic development for Louisiana, and it's a great group. It's been around for about 30 years, very involved at the state capitol.
So when it comes to 2024, January 2024, seemingly a long time ago, but how do you review a year? Is it like, what have you done for me lately? Do you look at trends, Adam?
Yeah, so the biggest thing we've been looking at in the data, what we released and happy to share with anybody that wants to dig into it, is a kind of a summary of where the economy is and at the end of the year, so that folks have a set of data on facts across the state. We also wanted to understand the differences from north to south. And so what you got in here is an overall picture of Louisiana for employment, what jobs have been open this year, who's been posting jobs and what different industries, what's been going up, what's been going down, and also to look at wages to understand how we're doing compared to other states. Are we going up? Are we going down? What we found is surprising. There's a big difference between North Louisiana and South Louisiana in terms of wage growth and then compared to other states.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you say that, because recently I spent some time in North Louisiana. It's amazing how different that part of the state is. What are the differences that you found, Adam, economically, in addition to the differences I perceived?
You perceive as you kind of drive and experience it. Yeah. So the amazing thing was wage growth has been much faster in North Louisiana. We actually have a chart in the report that shows that it grew by an average between Shreveport, Bossier, Monroe, and Alexandria around 30%, whereas on the I-10 corridor, it grew by about 10%. And the big reason for that, which is actually, I think, promising, is that they had actually started from a lower position. And now wages during the COVID period have kind of caught up across the state, where they're pretty similar now in almost every major market. But they had a longer way to go, and they've come a long way to get closer to the rest of the state.
Yeah, it seems like when you go to northern Louisiana, and be it Ruston or Shreveport or Monroe, those areas really seem a lot more, and I got to choose my words carefully here, I hate to say Texas-like, but more metropolitan and more the rest of the country developed than southern Louisiana. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it doesn't. I appreciate you asking. No, I think it's 4.5 hours away from tip to tip. If you drive from Shreveport to New Orleans, then you're down to the boot. It's a big difference. And one of the things that I talk about all the time when we drive across the state is we're trying to shrink their state through relationships, because it's hard for somebody up in North Louisiana to really get to know leaders in South Louisiana. And so what we found is there's also a big difference in the economies. Like, to your point, the proximity to Dallas and Fort Worth has a lot to do with what's driving the economy in Shreveport-Bossier. And they're thinking about Arkansas is much different than how we think about the economy of Arkansas down in South Louisiana, and what the effect is on drawing talent, bringing in people, bringing in companies. It's just so fascinating in how it's different. But it you find also, to your question, is that there's a lot in common between the economies. There still is a love for crawfish. There's still a love for Mardi Gras. It's so similar. We're all in the same state, and we're all in it together.
It's hard to verbalize it, Adam, but it's a completely different feel. You don't feel, I guess, the way the cities are run, the way the towns are laid out, the road maintenance and everything else, the cleanliness. I hate to say it, but you don't feel like you're in Louisiana. Is that terrible?
Yeah, you're right. It is, and I think there are definitely uniquenesses. I found that, frankly, between Baton Rouge and Lafayette too. Mm-hmm. There's a different cultural feel for how people view civic life, I don't know if the right phrase for it, but kind of the sense of energy. But I think that also plays out in what you see in the entrepreneurism of the communities. Just some really amazing companies in every part of the state that, you know, folks in other parts of the state may have never heard of, but are really dynamic leaders of the economy.
And the other thought I had was, when it comes to attracting outside investment, are outside investors looking more for something that more resembles the southeastern Louisiana as we know it, or something that more resembles where they might be located now, which would be more like northern Louisiana, right?
No, I think it is not really related to what the kind of sense of the community is. It's really about the population, workforce, talent, costs, land availability, you know, ability to get your products to market. We talk about things like broadband as a hindrance in the past, if you didn't have the access. Now that's been really aggressively underway to try to address that across the state to catch everybody up from a data standpoint. But it's really about the talent and the infrastructure and the cost to do business that has a massive factor. And really the willingness of the community to be open to kind of projects and investment and outside participation. And we've seen that across the state. There's an enthusiasm for economic growth right now. The response in Monroe to Meta's investment has been incredibly exciting. But, you know, there's major investments that are happening, it feels like, in almost every metro right now that folks are coming in.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, you know, I'm going to call myself out on this, but I would advise people, because I was ignorant before, to drive around Louisiana and spend some time in the northern parts and in Ruston and in Shreveport and Monroe and those types of areas, Lafayette, even go west and see what's going on there to get a feel for what's happening in the state. We'll take a break, come back, find out where the jobs are growing. Adam Knapp, our guest, CEO for the Committee of 100. We're talking about the forecast for Louisiana's economy in 2025. How are things looking and what needs to happen to make the economy grow? We'll also talk about where are the jobs and where's the growth when we return. 720, time for traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Adam Knapp, CEO of the Committee for 100, about the forecast for Louisiana's economy in 2025. So overall, to look at this report and kind of give us an executive summary of it, Adam, you would say the forecast is bright, optimistic for 2025?
It's good. I think it's something that we would like to see better. I'd say it's not as bad as I've seen in the past on outcomes, but it's definitely one that is on the mend, but it needs to be stronger. You know, we grew by about 10,000 jobs through October. It looks like we'll probably get close to 20,000 jobs when they have the full end of the year numbers in for how December turned out, which would put us about over 1% growth. That's pretty good. It's just, I think you want to see it growing fast in every metro area to try to catch up from what COVID did to us.
And what are the fastest growing areas again? First of all, geographic, and then we'll talk about jobs.
Yeah, so we've seen pretty steady growth in the Baton Rouge metro area. Lafayette has had a pickup, and Lake Charles has had a pickup. And then it's been kind of roughly balanced across the rest of the state. The things that have been growing in terms of sectors, that's your question, we've seen over the last year, you know, just healthcare continues this tear of growth. It's been incredibly strong. You saw a lot of postings and openings in home health and registered nurses, RNs. We also saw a lot of hiring in just general operation, cooks, restaurant workers, laborers, even software developers that saw a lot of growth over the last year. And then some really funny, you know, things that we have funny to me, because it was just a surprising amount of a surprising percentage increases, like MRI techs grew really fast. Tax preparation grew really fast in terms of the number of more job postings that grew last year. And they actually grew faster than those that declined, for what it's worth. A lot more increase in postings and openings than we saw in those that were going down. So that's a good sign for the economy.
How does that compare and contrast with national trends, Adam?
I think we've seen in general that the economy here has been much more steady, as you've seen kind of ups and downs in different metro markets. You know, the tech sector took a beating on the West Coast and even in Austin. We've seen a pretty steady economy here across almost every sector of the economy, especially what energy has done, but even in tech in Louisiana. So it's a good position to be in, where there's steady, you know, ongoing growth. The big challenge I think we all continue to talk about is just the need to try to fill these positions, and why I think there's such a focus on education and workforce in Louisiana is we have a lot more open positions than we have workers available for those positions. And so there's a lot of outreach efforts to try to get more folks into the economy.
Looking beyond 2025, let me take a step back because I look at the clock and I realize we're running out of time here. I see that insurance is mentioned in the report, auto insurance. I don't know if homeowners insurance was included as well. Was this just a snapshot, or did the report take into account the high cost of insurance on business development and expansion in Louisiana?
Well, it comes up so much in debates. We all feel it at home. We feel it at our companies. So we wanted to just put out there, what's the data look like on auto insurance rates? And so we included a chart to try to look at this as an economic drag on the economy. And what it showed was auto insurance rates have been about $500 on average higher than most states in the South. And if you look past, we actually included data looking back 5 years. It's been steady at that place above the rest of the South. The Southern average is around $1,200. In 2022 data, we're at about $1,700. And that's been the big issue that I think we've been all talking about, is what's Louis going to do to try to drive that number down.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and your insight, Adam. If somebody wants to go and see this report, how do they do it?
Visit us at our website at c100la.org.
Very interesting report. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Adam Knapp, CEO.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. CEO of the Committee for 100. We'll talk to him again sometime this year, I'm sure. When we come back, we'll talk to Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about the outlook for small businesses here in Louisiana. And I would ask you to text me on the Okunard Jeweler Talk and text line 504-260-1870. If you have traveled to northern Louisiana, spent some time there as of late, compare and contrast this part of the state with that part of the state. What's better? What's not as good? What do you prefer? And more. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.